RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
You know how fast NFL game days move. One big play and everything changes. That's why live betting on FanDuel is a game changer. With FanDuel, you can bet in real time while the game unfolds. Score just flipped? Jump on a new spread or live money line. That wide receiver's heating up? Bet the next touchdown score or total yards. Think that drive stalls in the red zone? Take a live field goal prop or fade the total. Live player props, team totals, drive results, updated spreads, next play markets, it's all there. It's fast, it's fun, and with FanDuel, your live bets move as quickly as the game does. So whether you're riding momentum or fading the hype, FanDuel puts you right in the middle of every moment. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the app and bet the NFL live all season long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When the holidays start to feel a bit repetitive, reach for a Sprite Winter Spiced Cranberry and put your twist on tradition. A bold cranberry and winter spice flavor fusion, Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry is a refreshing way to shake things up this sipping season. And only for a limited time. Sprite, obey your thirst.
In the world.
That's what you tell everybody? That's
no.
What you tell everybody?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I mean, I tell a lot of people. But I mean, it's true. It's facts. When I sprung out of bed this morning, there was no one I'd rather talk to than you.
I'm good.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, again, there's nobody I'd rather talk to.
I'm good. I'm really good.
All right. Good. All right. Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate you coming on, as always, once in off season. Always good. Check your arms. No tattoos.
No. No. I should do the New York marathon thing, put something on it, but I don't need that.
That is one of the, I think that if you do a top five accomplishments of your life, the marathon would be top five, right?
Yes. 100%.
Yeah. People don't understand like the commitment, the perseverance.
I don't know about the commitment. The perseverance, yeah. But the commitment, I don't know.
Well, listen, I mean, you have to have some commitment. It's like, you know, well, put it this way. Let's ask you this. Which was more difficult, getting through a marathon or getting through a baseball season?
Through the marathon. I baseball season, I know what I had to do, you know. During the marathon, I had no idea.
And honestly, when you get to halfway through the baseball season, you're probably still having fun, you know. Marathon, yeah.
Some lady, I don't know the bridges, whatever, but there's the bridge on mile 14, 15th. And this lady goes, "This is where it starts." Like, inside, I was like, "Shut the F up," you know?
Yeah, well, you know the good, you know the thing, I don't know about you, but when you're running and you see like the people, do you see people like dressed up in like tuxedos and top hats and run and dress shoes, and you're like, what?
Heels. There was somebody wearing heels. Why? And I was like, no. I mean, probably for a good cause, but no, man.
But it makes you feel shoes, so bad. Shorts, it makes you feel terrible. You know what I remember? I remember Ray Allen's mom. Like, she was, I don't know how old she was. But anyway, she like, cruised by me at, like, mile 13. Needless to say, I quit at mile 14. That was it. That was the last
one. You did not quit, bro.
I did.
How much? For real?
Yeah, I've done 6.5. Yeah. I was trying to convince myself that it was, I could do it just like mentally, probably like you did. I mean, you actually succeeded in doing it, but I'm like, I can do this without training. My wife, it was like Rocky II. My wife wasn't really like into me doing it. She never said when.
We gotta do it.
Yeah, I just quit. Quit. And also, like, you reach a point where the car's there, so the point of no return. So, yeah.
The point of no return.
Yeah. So anyway, enough about that. Let's get down to brass tacks. You, last night as we taped this, you saw Christian Campbell play his last Winter League game. First of all, forget about Christian Campbell. How did your hometown team do this year, or is doing?
Yeah, Ramon's team, our team, started 0-6. Woof. It wasn't pretty. And then they took off. Then they got 4 games left in the regular season. Their magic number is 2, so they should be okay. They're losing a lot of players. You know, Christian is done. That was his last game. But they got some good players. Be My Own Machine is there. Jose Miranda is there. Emmanuel Rivera is there. So some, you know, guys that have big league experience. And, you know, so far so good.
How many times did you see Christian play?
2. So I had dinner with him the first Friday he was here. And the first thing I told him, I got my family here. I'm not here to babysit you. Yeah. Just have fun with it. We got Ramon. Actually, it was a good experience for him. I saw him yesterday after the game, saying goodbyes to his teammates. And you can tell that he was engaged. You know, he really liked what he did. You know, John, Pete, Huddy came down here and worked with him in back-to-back weeks. His family was here, too, over the week. So, it was good. You know, Sedan was here a few years ago. Jaron came down here in 20. He played actually the whole season, lockdown country, and he played with no fans, which was impressive. And then he went to the Caribbean Series. With KC, we talk about staying a little bit, but he's actually going to Texas for Trevor's camp.
Ooh.
He's going to work over there, and then he's showing up to FanFest the 10th. And by that time it's going to be hard for him to come back and play in the playoffs. So good for him, made some adjustments, probably people have seen his hands a little bit lower, not much movement, play some left field. And, you know, he checked that box, you know, he competed well, everybody was happy. And now he just needs to get ready for next season.
Has he reached full muscle capacity?
No, he's going to keep going, bro. Keep going.
Wow. He's big.
Impressive. I mean, he looks really good.
So that obviously with him, that's like the biggest thing that stands out. You know, you have the slight change in sort of his batting stance, but he's just bigger. I mean, think about where he was a year ago. Probably a big difference, right?
Yeah, you can tell. He's just a kid learning how to play the game. The one thing we talk about the offseason, and actually when he got here, I was telling Raul, the owner, and Jesus, he's the GM, I said, the one thing we want is to keep the weight. As soon as he goes down, he's gone. And it's very hard to lose weight here in Puerto Rico. You know, like, I mean, the kid had his own meals prepared, and it wasn't like fish or chicken. You know, it was a lot of stuff. It was a lot of steaks. It's good food, man. So I think we checked that box. He's 215, probably more. And God, man, I'm killing you here. But he's in a good spot.
That's good. Listen, I look forward to seeing how much he can bench. I'm going to build you up. That's what I do. I'm building you.
Okay.
We had this conversation about on the radio the other day about Mike Vrabel, about is this the best sort of coaching job or manage whatever job that somebody's done, and you, a case can be made. Obviously, you turn things around like that. And I said, well, I think that you have to have the postseason sort of define that. And, you know, obviously, so I jumped to 2018 with you and I said, you know, I have to put you at the top of the list because of what you did in the postseason. But, you know, for you, you look back at that and you've probably learned so much since then.
Friday told you that team was the best team ever. Amazing.
But that's probably the thing. That's what I was arguing. But my point was this. Is that when we started that year, it wasn't perceived that way. It wasn't like, oh my goodness, this is the best team ever. Like, we have to remember that. It ended up being a really good team, right?
I mean, outside the walls, that was a perception, but inside our walls, it was World Series of bust. You know, that was a message from the get-go. That was a message in Fort Myers when I went to visit Sale, Price, Sandy, and Jackie. You know, we talk about it. That was a team that had fell short, right, in back-to-back years. And, you know, the move was made. I went there, and, you know, that's how I felt about it. But it was a good baseball team, a team that it just got better throughout the year, man. It just got better spring training, too. Like, we dominated spring training. Yeah. It was a joke. And actually, it wasn't the A team, you know. It was actually the second part of the game. You know, we were like 20-something and 10 or less. And we came back a lot, you know. And people are, oh, they're really good. I'm like, I don't know about this, you know. Ruzne Castillos and Ivan De Jesus of the world.
Oh, believe me. Listen, carry on. As someone who Ryan
Brazier, Ryan Brazier became the fireman of the year in spring training.
Well, he came into that game in Hammond Stadium. I don't even know if you were there, but came into that game in Hammond Stadium with no name on his back. And we're doing the radio like, who the heck is this guy?
You know the story about him when he pitched later? Oh, no. When he got called up, the reaction of Porcello and David Price.
What was that?
So he came in the eighth. I think it was against the Rangers, if I'm not mistaken, right? He comes in and you know how it is. They come up and down, you know, like they don't know. Like they actually don't know.
Yeah.
He comes in and I think with DP, he's like, who's this? I'm like, oh, you haven't seen him. Wait till first pitch 99. He's like, holy shit, who's this guy? He's like, he was our closer in spring training. The thing is like, you guys were golfing when he was pitching, you know?
By the way, when you say he was our closer in spring training, it's like that literally could be someone's out of baseball.
Yeah, he would. I mean, you know how it is. Oh, For Dave, playing 500 baseball or better in spring training matters, which I understand. You don't want to play sloppy baseball. You don't want to lose too many games. It's not about culture, getting used to losing, but it feels good to win games. You know, you go to Clearwater and you lose a game. It's a long bus ride, you know, and there's traffic and I-4 and all that. So we're in the meeting. Then we have lost three games in a row in spring training. And the first part of this game, the first five innings, we made like four errors with the boys, you know, like some of them. Sloppy game, boom, boom. We came back and we won the game. You know, the boys came in, the A-squad, quote unquote, they're like, we have to go. We got to play these guys. They came in, we came back. And I'm sitting at my desk after the game and Dave goes, we needed this one. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, oh boy, this is going to be interesting. But then after that, I think we won seven in a row and we dominated spring. We lost the first game. Joe gave it up, right?
Yeah.
The nurse man, right down the line, and the sky was falling. And this is Tony and Sam. They told me, they always tell me the story. It's La Russa. It's Tropicana Field. There's a table in the middle of the office, right? So I had a Presidente in my hand, feet up, you know, boom, after the game. And Dave and Tony and Sam, they're coming down. And Tony grabbed Dave like, don't worry about it. He's okay. He'll be fine. And we were fine. You know, that team took off. And that start was amazing. You know, we pitched well. A few comeback wins. Hanley was amazing for us, right? The first month, amazing. Stealing bases, driving in runs, and we just took off.
So along those lines, because I do think that, again, like I will put you at the top of the list, but since then, you look back at all that, including, by the way, the reaction to from the front office, how that dynamic is with spring training. What, as a manager, you look back at when you were there, going to spring training 2018 compared to going into spring training now, what is for you the biggest difference?
I think I learned a lot in 19. We were very loud in the off season. We're going to run it back. This is what we're going to do. And actually, we made some changes going into the season. We flip-flop Benny and Mookie. But I think every season is different. Every season is different. So I don't want to say I'm less engaged, but in the off season, I just let it play out. The front office, they have a job to do. Obviously, we stay in touch every single day. You know, we text, we email, we talk whenever we have to. But I'm more patient in the off season. Going into 19, it was very simple as far as like the transactions. We rewarded Pierce. We got Nate back. Kimbrel was gone. Joe was gone. And then going into 21, it is what it is. I was just happy to be back in the game. Got a little bit impatient after 21, especially, you know, with the pressure of the deadline, right? With the work stoppage and all that. The trade of Renfro to Milwaukee, that was one that you know, I remember Haim calling me. It was, I think it was, 11:55. The deadline was at midnight, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we were an hour ahead here. So it's 12:55. And Haim, he goes, hey, we got this going. And I'm like, I trust you. He's like, you're going to kill me, but we're going to pull the trigger. I'm like, I'm not going to kill you. You know, like it's part of it. And since that day, kind of like, I understand that you have to make moves for the benefit of the team that year, for the benefit of the organization in the future. So I'm a little more, I'm not a little bit, I'm more patient now in the off season than in the past.
Well, you have to be. This is crazy. I mean, we've lived this life. We said it a million times that this stuff used to be done by, I mean, when you were playing, it was certainly done by Christmas. Like,
think about the press conference in the winter meetings, you know, like the dudes were there. That was the whole thing. I mean, when I was growing up, or even when I was playing, the big boys were there, you know, like the agents. You had, I mean, I remember when we, and this is the last one or the only one that I've been part of it, when we signed Nate in 19. I remember him with his suit, you know, suit and tie, same thing with me, you know, big press conference. And that was the whole thing about the winter meetings, you know. It was like the place to announce big to announce the big free agents. It doesn't happen anymore. C's was there, but C's signed, what, 2 weeks before
right,
that?
Right, right.
It is what it is, man. Like, I mean, it's very slow, man. It's very slow, and it's Christmas tomorrow, bro. You know, and not much has happened. And well, now, and they have families, you know, the front office people, they have families. I know that you can get pull the trigger whenever, but people will wait till past New Year's and then they go to work.
Well, so like you said, you're in communication with the front office and you have to wait this out. What's that like? I mean, it's last year was a good example of this, the Bregman thing, right? Where
well, we learned in 18. In 18, we learned too right away. You know, we signed Mitch. Dave did an outstanding job. That was the plan. It was a first baseman and JD. That's it. JD Martinez. And we signed Mitch in Orlando right away, right?
That was early.
It was early. It was early. And then we met with JD one day with Scott and the group. And we waited. And there he was, you know, in February, he walks in with his long shirt, you know, square pattern, you know, and he went to work. What a, that VP he took the first day there, hitting rockets right field over the batting cages. I was like, holy shoot, we're really good.
So is it, again, not to belabor it, but now as we sit here, is it just, hey, I'm just going to ride this out. I mean, you have to, when you're called upon, you have to do the Zoom stuff, you have to do whatever, but is it still like, we're just ride this out. I'm going to trust that they're going to play this market right. Not everything's the same. Like you said, Cease isn't the same as maybe Bregman or Bichette, whatever it is. Is it that? I mean, and that's not, you can say it's, you're used to it, but it's never used to it, right? Because this is our world. We wake up waiting for this stuff.
I mean, for how patient we are, at the same time, you're a little bit anxious, right? Because there's 29 other teams that, just to say 29, you know, there's not 29 teams looking for the same thing. Yeah. We know that. But you know what I mean? Like, there's other people working. And now with the platforms and, you know, the sources, everybody has a source. Everybody. It's amazing. You know, it's amazing. But we've been through this tango before, right? We've been to this dance before, and we have learned throughout the process that you cannot, and I hate to say it again, I always say this right before the training deadline, I say the same thing in the off season, you cannot believe everything that is out there. That's the reality of it. And I know that, and we connect with players, we connect with people, we connect with agents, you know, and we have a better idea of what's going on than some of the platforms.
Do you think? Oh, gee, I would hope so.
I mean, but some of the platforms, they believe they're running the team, man. They're running teams, and they don't do it.
Well, I've never seen this world where everyone is so thirsty for everything, like everything. It was the winter meetings was the example of this. Every little thing, it became like I ended up again. I ended up spending time. It's saying shooting stuff down because
you were the firefighter. You were that was your job. In the
was
in
I
the
was meeting. I wrong? Was I wrong?
you were right in a lot of things.
Okay. All right. The point is. My point is that the problem I have is that every little thing, because then it comes out, then you end up having to have like enormous conversations about it.
Yeah,
you don't have to, but we have to.
Bro, it's the whole thing about, you know, they show interest. We better. I mean, we better, you know, like we had this conversation. I had this conversation with my brother.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
3 or 4 years ago, something came out about Miami. You know, they let go Gino DiMari, the head coach, right? And it came out that I was interested, you know, in going to Miami. And that wasn't the case. It became a rumor, and my brother called me, and he's like, "What you got?" He's like, "Well, I mean, I know who we want, you know, to become the head coach. It was JD. But, you know, like, if somebody calls, I will listen. I got to be responsible, right? You know, it's like every team has to talk to players, because if you don't do that, then you're being irresponsible, right? It doesn't mean that that's the number one option, but you never know what can happen. You know, 1 month into the offseason, 2 months into the offseason, then you become the February and a guy is out there and you haven't even talked to him, you know? Imagine that. Hey, Rob, hey, by the way, you're out there. Let me talk to you. And you're like, forget that, you know? So we're just being responsible. Everybody's responsible. They got to connect with everybody. I think you're doing a good job with that. Like, hey, duh. Yeah, of course. You know, like they talk to that guy, but it doesn't mean that because you talk, you made a huge offer, you know, you're just learning who they are, meeting them. Not everybody knows each other. And I think it's a good exercise.
Well, I think another thing is you go through this off season, the stuff that has happened primarily, there hasn't been a lot of this is going to happen a few days ahead of time, right? You look at the trades. I mean, for not for you guys, for the world, they came out of nowhere. No one was saying, "Oh, they're going to trade for Sonny Gray." Oh, no one's going to. They trade for Oviedo. Oh, they're going to trade for Contreras is a little bit, but still there. But I think in Alonso, oh, he's absolutely going to sign with Baltimore. That's my point. Is that most of the, as much as there has been this smoke, I don't think I've ever seen an offseason where this stuff has happened out of nowhere. Seize Toronto. You know, would you agree with that?
Yeah. I think organizations have been very quiet, right? And like you said, it hasn't been like noisy, you know, it's been very calm, and then boom, that happens. So I don't know if that's good, you know, for you guys, but it's been good for organizations.
So take me through the Contreras stuff, like from your perspective, because I would, it's interesting. I don't know, you can offer an interesting perspective, everything from leading up to it, the moment it happened, how you view, like all that. So talk to me through that.
That was different, right? Well, both of them, because they had to agree to the trade, Sonny and Wilson. But, you know, just talking to Bress throughout the process and the front office, he's a really good bat, man. He hits them all hard. And the defensive part of it, you know, for a guy that doesn't have too much experience at that position, he did an amazing job. Just a few phone calls here and there, you know, probably more complex than what people think, because when players have that no trade clause, there's stuff that is going to happen. And this is not Johan Santana back in the day, Mets, Twins. Hey, you got a 3-day window to, you know, restructure the deal or give him an extension. It was more about, you know, if he was willing to come here. And I had a conversation with Wilson right after, I think it was, Bress texts me and he's like, hey, can you talk to Wilson? And I'm like, hey, man, we're in a big party here, you know, and, you know, with the family. I will tell Angelica. And if she says yes, I'll talk to Wilson. And he goes, well, you can do it tomorrow. I said, no, I'll talk to him tonight. You know, he goes, well, hopefully Angelica doesn't get upset at me. Like, no, she won. I mean, he's a good player. So, talked to Wilson. He was excited, but it's interesting, the whole no trade clause, right? Because there's a lot of people involved. I don't get involved into that. That's for the higher ups, right? The front offices. And it seems like, you know, the Cardinals and the Red Sox, they have a good partnership going on, you know, and that happens, right? I think the D-backs in Seattle is something that throughout the years we've seen that they have good communication. And it seems like we have good communication with the Cardinals.
So you don't have, like you said, you don't, the no trade thing, he has to be sold a little bit. I know a lot of it's financial, whatever, but you don't have anything to do with the part of the selling of that.
I really don't know when I, you know, jump into the equation, you know, on the 20th or Saturday, no idea if it was a done deal. And I mean, when I talk to him, like, I'm on board, you know, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Let me go back to the party. I think honestly, in situations like that, I read a quote by Heim, right? That I think Wilson let him know that, hey, if it helps the Cardinals to be better in the future, I'm all for it. Probably there's the other part of it, you know, like he has a chance to play for the Red Sox and make an impact and, you know, pull the ball in the air, you know, and hit more homers and demolish that monster and be in a win situation. So just excited to have the player. I've been talking to him the last few days. And one thing that I have noticed, he's very passionate, which is perfect for this market.
Well, that's another thing. You look at your clubhouse. I mean, it's, you know, I think that we've probably talked about the having, lack for lack of a better term, 30 somethings, you know. But you've been around clubhouses. Most recently, I jump into other clubhouses and I'm like, oh man, I like these, like this dynamic. This is sort of the more of a dynamic, and it might even be more in coming days, weeks, months, whatever it is. But that is something, right? To have those guys, the guys like Contreras, the guys like Sonny Gray, like to help.
Yeah, I mean, you saw it last year with Lucas and Alex. You know, they were really good for us. Been there, done that. And, you know, the one thing, and you know, you can talk about the Phillies, right? Kyle was very important for them. Very important. Very important. And if you look at Kyle's career, prospect, stud, right? And then, you know, he gets hurt. He plays in the World Series. He wins the World Series, designated for assignment, gets traded. He's been through everything. And those voices matter. You know, it matters in spring training. It matters in Fan Fest when everybody is there. It matters obviously during the season. And I'm not saying it's a must, but it's important. We all know that. At the end of the day, the players get paid for what they do on the field.
So good, so good, so good.
New year, new gear. Thousands of fresh active styles are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. Save on top brands like Nike, Puma, and Free People, starting at just $35.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
There's always something new.
Plus, join the Nordy Club to shop new arrivals first, unlock exclusive discounts, and more. Great brands, great prices. That's why you Rack.
That's the reality of it. When the negotiations come into play, it's about your expected numbers, what you have done, you know, how can you contribute on the field. The other part is icing on the cake, right? And if you can actually have a regular player and somebody that can impact the organization or the clubhouse the way you want, then boom, you know, it's great, you know. And there's a lot of them out there, but there's others that they're like A+, you know. And we can talk about Kyle, we can talk about Alex, you can talk about JT, all right, JD Martinez. Throughout the years, those guys have been great for the organization, for us, you know. Does it mean that you're going to win the World Series? Not really. But, you know, it really helps. It really helps, especially, you know, when you have young talent. And we have had young talent here for a while, the last 3 or 4 years.
I know it's early, but, you know, it's never too early to talk about lineups or how you're going to use Contreras. Because everyone talks about, you know, middle of the order hitter. Listen, I mean, he's a middle of the order hitter, wherever you want to put him. If you want to classify that, he never hit below fifth last year. It is what it is. But how are you viewing him right now? And I know this early. I know I get it.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is give me your lineup right now.
I have no idea. Xander is catching. Xander is playing short. That's the lineup right now. He's a talented hitter. He is. And if you look at his numbers with Mendy's current position, they're really good. I see him hitting, you know, like you said, not below fifth. We'll see what happens in the future. But as of now, you know, you got Trevor, you got him. Those are the two righties. We got a bunch of lefties, so we have to mix and match. And you know, but he'll be in the middle of the lineup, hopefully getting at bats with a lot of men on. That's the goal. And you know, I do believe he's going to contribute.
And not catching.
I mean, from my end, I read a quote by Craig, you know, his press conference. We got two really good guys. I really love the way he played first base. As of now, you know, first base DH, and probably, you know what? The cool thing now, when they asked me in August about the third catcher or the major emergency, who's your emergency catcher? Wilson Contreras.
Yeah.
That's the emergency guy.
Let's go.
Let's get that one done. Or check that one. It's out there already.
last line of question. Do you think that, with the understanding that you don't know that might be added, but do you look at Roman leading off like you did?
I think the rest of the offseason is going to dictate what we do. He was amazing in that spot. I think we were about to take off.
Yeah, I like that dynamic. Hurt. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Springer situation in Houston. Is it perfect as far as like, you know, contributions and numbers and all that? Nah, man. Like, probably we want him to hit second, but man, whew, you have to grind right away. It's Mookie Betts, right? In 2018, and then we tried the whole analytic world. Oh, let's hit your best hitter second. Didn't work out, man. Like, there was something about Mookie leading off that, you know, is like Jaron two years ago. You know, Jaron leading off, you got to be ready from pitch one because you never know. He might take it down the middle, or he can crush it in the gap and hit it into a triple. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see where we at.
And you've talked to Tristan?
No, I haven't.
Oh, Craig's talked to Tristan. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. But,
We just need him to get healthy. That's the most important thing. I think, you know, from my end, I understand why Craig did it, you know, but from my perspective, getting healthy, this guy was hitting in the middle of the lineup last year, right, when the season started. He didn't get off to a great start, but being there, done that, right? He's a slow starter a few years ago, had a great season. So, you know, I don't think his on-base skills have diminished because he got hurt. You know, the eye is still there. The at-bat will be there. We just got to make sure he's healthy.
By the way, speaking of players, Yoshida posted, I think it was this morning, a really good hype video of him doing some exercise. You see that?
Flying.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I'm just like, you know, I might try to simulate that just to see like how many ligaments I can tear.
Goes your back. You're done. Your toes. You know what? Good for him that he's having a regular offseason. You know, really good. If you think about seeing his sign, there's always something, right? WBC. And you know the story when he came back. How you feel? I'm tired. I was like, oh shit, you know, this doesn't work. But he had a great first half, and then he was a little banged up. And you know, good offseason for him, healthy and ready to go.
Is he playing WBC? Do you know?
Not sure. Not sure. I gotta check with them. We don't know yet. I don't know yet.
Okay. Do you know? I was gonna ask you the list. Any additional guys?
No. Actually, one of the assistant GM from Puerto Rico, he was there yesterday, and he was saying that this year, as far as like permissions and insurance, all that, it's been very difficult, very difficult. You know, there's a few guys that we thought that were going to be playing for our team here, and all of a sudden, they're not. So, it's going to be interesting, you know. I mean, it's funny because everybody's getting excited about the Dominicans and Team USA. They've always been good, by the way. You know, it's nothing new. Like, I mean, if you look at – I mean, their squads, you know, back in the day, they were really good, really good. Nothing has changed. You know, they got the best players in the world.
All I know is this. There's only one person on this call who's been a general manager of a WBC team that made it to the final game.
That's true.
I mean, I was watching the John Elway documentary, and at the very end, people forget he won a Super Bowl as a GM.
With who?
Denver.
Oh shit! That's true.
Yeah, when Peyton Manning was awful and he won. Yeah, yeah.
Peyton Manning. Yeah.
Yeah. But I immediately thought, well, man, like the thrill, like the knowing the thrill of winning as a player, as a manager, and almost as a GM. Like
almost, man. Almost. Man. We actually think about that team, and we don't want to take too much credit, but that team kind of it put the WBC on the map.
What year was that? That was what,
17. Yeah, it was a year they dyed their hair on, and it was, I mean, the way they freaking play. We beat Team USA once, the Dominicans. We beat Venezuela. It was a good team, man. Really good. You know, we just rounded a pitching. And then Stroman was really good that day.
I remember the vision of you. They showed you in the stands. By the way, like, it's weird to see, like, you in the stands, like, in like real clothes.
That's great, man.
But you probably were nervous. I don't know how nervous you were compared as a player, as a manager, but yeah.
No, but going into that game, and you know, it's a big thing for us. It was huge, and going into that game against USA, we had a tough one against the Netherlands. We came back and we won, and then they wanted to have a parade here. They wanted the players to come here. You know, like they were preparing for the whole thing, and it just felt awkward. You know, like, bro, what are we doing? And then a lot of people in the clubhouse. It was a mess. You know, if we have to do it again, no parade. You know, plans and no people, nobody in the clubhouse. There were artists and you know people from the government, all that. Yeah, it's like, come on, man.
You know what that reminds me of? David Ortiz's last weekend. The regular season.
I bet.
What a bad idea. Anyway, this last question about who's playing Contreras, is he playing or?
No idea. You know, we haven't talked about that.
Oh, yeah, still okay. I don't know. It seems that time of year where we have to. I mean, we already asked you. Like, yeah. I mean, guys are interested, but
you haven't. Not the question. I'm waiting for the question.
Which one?
You know which one. You will at one point. Who will be in the best shape?
Oh no!
Of his
well,
life?
We're almost there.
It's coming. It's
we're
coming.
Almost there. Did you see Joe's retirement take? By the way,
he quit playing.
You quit playing.
He quit playing. Good. I mean, good answer. Good answer.
I feel like it. Yeah.
What's he gonna do? So he's not gonna accept the pension?
No, he said he'll sign the paper.
Of course he will. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he no using his gold cart? You know, to get good seats to the games. All that.
Again, he'll sign the paper.
He'll be fine.
Yeah. the last thing before I get to the ultimate question, we had Tori on, Tori Lovello. He's talking about the evolution of you as a Zoom caller, the recruiter as a Zoom caller, right? He's like how much better he has become. I don't know what your Zoom recruitment game is like. If it's become better or if you were elite from the get-go?
It's better than this, to be honest with you. It's locked in and there's none of this, you know, like it's locked in. I don't dress up for the Zooms. I don't dress up.
No, but...
I only did it once. I did it once. It was for a Japanese pitcher a few years ago.
Oh!
Collar shirt, tie.
Does the name rhyme with Mamamoto?
No, that was in person. Hey.
Really?
Oh yeah. they were dying laughing when I did it.
Wait, you had a tie on?
I did it, yeah. It was very important. Never done it anymore. I had on, back part, t-shirt. Sometimes I just got back from running, sweating, you know, like, hey, this is who I am. This is who I am. I'm not Skip. I'm not the skipper of nothing here. I'm AC. I'm Alex. I keep it real. That's why you see this.
But you feel like your Zoom call game this offseason has been on point.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I'll let you know in a few days or a few weeks. It's all about results, you know.
That's right. That's a good answer. That's a good answer.
Not about talking to people and all that, meeting people is a result. But it's cool. Yeah, you know what? Some good conversations, guys that haven't signed, and then you see him during the season, and you kind of like know them. And they actually look for you, and they say hi, and they appreciate the honesty and transparency of the process, which is cool.
Can you tell, in like now that in years past, not this year, who has been the guy who's asked the most questions? Like, because it's one thing for you to do your thing, but it's another thing for them to do their thing, right?
I'm not going to go into names, whatever, but there's been Zooms that last 20 minutes, and there's been Zooms that last 3 hours.
Oh!
Yes, yes. There was one. So we were in Miami. And took the family there. We went to Garcia's, this really good seafood place. It was actually in February. It was late. And we scheduled a Zoom. And my phone was like a quarter, you know, battery life, one quarter. And I go, hey, man, I'm going to be in this restaurant. It's really good. I'm there with the family. And actually, Christian's wife, Christian's family was there too. So, okay, 7 p.m., I go downstairs in the restaurant. Yeah, I gotta do this. So I'm setting up. Boats are going, you know, through the bag. The water is there. And I felt like we were almost done. And I look at my battery. And I'm like, okay, this is done. And then that's when it started. It's like the marathon. It's that lady, you know, the lady is like, this is where it starts. This is where it started. Oh my God. And I'm there. And I look at my battery, low battery, 10%. And I'm like, hey, guys, I'm sorry, but I'm going to run out of battery. I appreciate the time. You know, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to you guys. But I got to go. 3 hours, bro. 3 hours.
Is that this year?
No, that was last year or 2 years ago.
Okay. Did you get the guy?
Oh, no.
Well, I was going to say, don't be too hard on yourself. It wasn't your fault.
No, it wasn't good. We didn't get him.
I know that you're not going to say specifically, did you have any in-person meetings this offseason?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, like you go to Soto last year, and so yeah. All right.
Soto, Snell, Bregman.
That's so you in person. All on the West Coast last year. All in West. Mm-hmm. All in the same office.
Same conference room.
Oh, geez. Have you seen that conference room in the last 3 months?
That's too far.
All right. I asked you, I yelled across the banquet room the other day, who's going to be in the best shape of their life? Your answer was obvious, which is, you said Christian Campbell, right?
Yeah.
Okay, which we've talked about. Give me somebody else. Give me a not
Willie,
so obvious.
Willie.
Ooh.
Willie. Willie's having a great offseason. Well, he dominated that home run derby in Venezuela. That was really good. But I don't know if you follow him on Instagram, but he's putting the work. I truly believe that we're about to see a complete player, not only offensively. You know, I think we're going to challenge him to face lefties. That's going to be very important. Think about him playing every day in right field, the impact, right? It's similar to Sedan. Similar to Jaren 2 years ago in center field. This guy is real. You know, it's not only the plays that he makes, is the base hit to right field with men in second. They stop, you know, it's the decision making to for the third base coach. So having him out there is going to be very important. And, you know, he's been working his legs. As you know, this is something that we've seen throughout the years, even when he didn't make the team, right? His first big league camp, he got hurt in West Palm Beach.
Hamstring.
So keeping him healthy is very important. It's up to us to do that. But I think he's putting the work. He's in a good spot. And I'm looking forward to see him. Actually, he's going to be in FanFest. Looking forward to see him there.
Well, I'll give him a T-shirt. Best shape of the last season.
That'd be great.
So since we started this, well, we're getting ready to campaign. I've only had on Joe. I've had on Mike Burrows. I think pretty good pitcher. He went to Houston. And then you. So, and I've asked each of them. My thing is for this campaign is just pick one thing, right? For me, it's finding an ab. This like one ab. I mean, if it's a six pack, great. But for me, my best shape of my life is going to be an ab, right? Joe wants to bench 225. Burrows wants to do 205. What is your best shape of your life goal?
Wow. Can we wait till spring training? No. Let's wait for FanFest. I gotta get on the scale, the whole body, you know, composition, all that stuff, and then we'll go from there. You know, it's kind of like weight related. Body fat.
Body fat. Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. I mean, it's funny because throughout this journey that is running, you know, it started September 23rd, 2023. I ran a lot. I didn't work out a lot, which is crazy, right? Because you have to work out to run. And I was running and doing the Peloton. Now we're back to the gym. We started a month ago. By the way, since 23, nothing bothered me running. Now everything bothers me. It freaking hurts now.
Yeah, but
I start lifting. I start lifting, it hurts.
But your traps have never looked better.
Oh, I feel good. I feel better. But I gotta go see Kiyoshi in Boston, see where we at, and then I'll let you know that weekend what the goal is gonna be.
All right. That sounds good. All right. Yeah. Thank you. I thought we solved a lot of the world's problems. I appreciate you.
We did? That's amazing. Happy holidays, bro. Thank you. Appreciate you.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Capital One Arena on March 7th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.